From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. At least 8 people were killed in India Monday as low-caste Hindu groups led violent protests against a Supreme Court ruling on a legislative act, a 1989 law meant to protect them from caste discrimination, but which they claim was weakened by the Supreme Court. In several northern and central states, tens of thousands of low-caste Dalit protesters who had called for a nationwide shutdown blocked traffic, squatted on rail tracks, attacked vehicles, and hurled stones at police officers. Markets and schools were shut down in many towns and cities. Thousands chanted slogans in the capital city of New Delhi. Dalits make up about 200 million of India's 1.2 billion people. Separatists in India-administered Kashmir called for a shutdown Monday in the strife-torn state to protest deadly clashes with security forces the day before that killed 13 rebels, 4 civilians, and 3 soldiers. Security has been increased in the region ahead of more expected skirmishes, and schools and businesses are closed. The U.S. military says an airstrike in central Somalia has killed 5 al-Shabaab militants and destroyed a vehicle. A statement from the U.S. Africa Command on Monday says the strike happened near the town of El Bur in the Galmudug region. Local residents pinpointed the attack to the village of Da. Al-Shabaab said civilians were killed in the attack, including a poet. The attack is the 7th airstrike conducted by the U.S. in Somalia this year, which it says have killed 22 militants in total. This is VOA News. China has increased import duties up to 25% on a list of American goods, including pork, fruit, and other products, amounting to $1 billion. The tariffs take effect immediately. They were announced Sunday by China's finance ministry, which said the move was in response to a tariff hike by the U.S. on steel and aluminum that took effect on March 23rd. Egypt's National Election Authority has declared President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi the victor in last week's 3-day presidential election. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
National Election Authority head Lashine Ibrahim announced Monday that President Sisi won a second term after capturing 21.8 million votes, or just under 98% of all valid ballots. His opponent, Musa Mustafa Musa, who entered the race at the last moment, won just 2% of the vote. Ibrahim told a nationally televised press conference that the election met international standards of transparency. Sisi's landslide win, however, did not take into account over 1.5 million ballots which were either spoiled or cast for candidates not listed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For the second day in a row, President Trump on Monday railed against illegal immigration into the country at its southern border with Mexico. He says the U.S., quote, is being stolen by migrants. He complained about a stream of about 1,100 people marching north through Mexico to escape poverty and violence in Central America in long-shot attempts to win asylum in the United States. Tens of thousands of teachers in the American states of Oklahoma and Kentucky took to the streets Monday, demanding better pay and more funding for education. Classrooms in both states, Oklahoma and Kentucky, were shuttered, some because of the teacher walkout, some because of scheduled spring breaks. And more than 25% of Americans say they are online almost constantly, according to a new report. The Pew Research Center study, conducted in January, said 26% of American adults spent a lot of time online, up from 21% in 2015. The report also found that 77% of Americans report going online at least once a day. Only 11% of American adults reported not using the Internet at all. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.